This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands of people fled wildfires burning out of control in Greece and Turkey on Friday as a protracted heat wave turns forests into tinderboxes and flames threaten populated areas, electricity installations, and historic sites. On the Greek island of Evia, the Coast Guard mounted a major operation to evacuate hundreds of people by sea, using patrol boats as well as fishing and private vessels to rescue residents and vacationers from flames overnight and into Friday. A Coast Guard spokesman told state broadcaster ERT that 653 people had been evacuated from beaches on the island after all other means of escape were cut off by fires. They have raged in many parts of Greece as the country has been baked by a prolonged heat wave that sent temperatures soaring to 45 degrees Celsius or 113 degrees Fahrenheit. In neighboring Turkey, wildfires described as the worst in decades has swept through swaths of the southern coast for the past 10 days, killing 8 people. More than 1,000 firefighters and nearly 20 aircraft are now battling major fires across Greece. Several European countries are sending or have already sent firefighters, planes, helicopters, and vehicles to help. The Iranian-backed Lebanese group Hezbollah fired barrages of rockets towards Israel forces on Friday, drawing retaliatory fire from Israel into South Lebanon in a third day of cross-border salvos amid wider regional tensions with Iran. Suggesting its attack was calibrated to avoid further escalation, Hezbollah says it's targeted open ground near Israel forces in retaliation for Israel airstrikes that had also struck open areas. Israel says it does not want to escalate to a full war. This is VOA News.